Over the weekend, familiar music played at Northwestern High School in Baltimore. Two 200 seniors walked across the stage on the football field and received their diplomas. All year long, NPR has been tracking efforts to improve achievement at this low-performing urban high school. After a challenging year at Northwestern, graduation was a time to celebrate and breathe a sigh of relief. NPR's Larry Abramson was there.
For seniors, there is nothing quite like that feeling of getting out of high school.
My name is Jessica Ingram. I'm a graduating senior. I just want to give fat shouts to my daughter Ayana and my best friend Tyrone. I'm graduating Friday and I start college Monday. Yes, so I'm going to be Triple C for 2 years, then Towson for my next two, for business, marketing, and management, and I want to open a store when I get out of school.
Standing just up the school hallway, that best friend, Tyrone Branch, says he also has his dreams all laid out. He's going to college and then plans to be a celebrity stylist to the stars. For now, he's living at home.
Temporarily, but I plan on moving out after I start making my six figures after graduating college. That's what I'm going to start with. But I'll end with millions and millions of dollars.
Okay, who does not have a ticket? I'm passing the envelope around here.
Outside the stadium, Marlene Harris was organizing an army of family members who came to watch her daughter Brittany graduate with honors. Mom has been running around all morning trying to get ready for a huge party. She had to run home again because she forgot the balloons.
I'm like numb from the neck down. Excited. Exuberant, exhausted, all rolled into one.
Need a broker? Tickets? Okay, thank you.
Inside, hundreds of families sweated under a broiling sun for Northwestern's 40th graduation ceremony.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Principal Taja Gross was clearly enjoying her moment in the sun. This has been her first year at the helm of this school. She's tried to tighten discipline, to institute a uniform policy that is much disliked by students, and she has faced tensions with her staff. Many have no idea whether they will be invited back next year because the school is being reorganized.
As you know, I love each and every one of you. I wish each and every one of you much success, happiness, and love to you and your families on today.
The school's official graduation rate stands at about 82%, not where Principal Gross wants it to be, but a vast improvement over the 27% who graduated in 1999.
Brittany Howard. April Bevins.
The students file by and pick up their diplomas. Parents fan themselves furiously in the heat and scream as students walk across the stage. A girl sashays before the crowd, her diploma held high. A boy jumps straight up and down in celebration about a dozen times. These students are not going to Ivy League colleges, but many are going on to good local 2- and 4-year schools. The parents and extended family who showed up were mostly just happy that their kids were moving on. Pat Miner graduated from Northwestern in 1972 when this was a strong school. She says her daughter Amber had a very different experience.
It was hard. Going there, you have students in class that don't want to learn and they're interrupting the classes the teacher's trying to teach. And she admitted that. It's hard. And she would be glad when the year is over. So now we've gotten there. And I'm happy. I'm truly happy.
It took a long time to distribute those diplomas. Some were out of order, and before they could leave the school, students had to swear their loyalty to the Alumni Association.
This is the most important part.
This is the most important part.
And I do this with love.
And I do this with love.
I do this with faith.
I do this with faith.
I do this with no mood.
I do this with no mood.
And most of all, I will pay my dues.
I will pay my dues.
And then it was over. Hats flew up in the air, people went inside to get out of the heat and to get some cake. 200 or so seniors became graduates and went on to take their chances outside the walls of Northwestern High School. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
Will all graduates at this time turn your tassel from the right side of your cap to the left? Again, we want to applaud the graduates of the class of 2007.
And you can hear more stories in our series on Northwestern High School at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.